there any talk at this stage about change the way nurse training was going to change?
Yes.
Was that happening?
It was starting to happen, and we had a very interesting meeting with Nancy Kinross, who you would have heard of.
I have.
And Christensen. What was her first name? She was a nursing theorist. She wrote something to do with patient and partnerships with nurses and patients. Christensen, I can't think of her. Anyway, she was a bit younger than Nan Kinross, but Nan was a very strong, she was amazing, and she said, this is probably what will happen, and I sort of went away thinking, it just generated a lot of, from my point of view, because I was young, I was only 24, 25, and I thought, oh, that makes sense, that sounds a really good idea, you know, why should a charge nurse be writing all the reports, doing everything, and as far as why can't some of these registered nurses be doing some of this work? This is crazy. You know, I go off duty and then the place should run just as efficiently, if not more. You know, other people have got good ideas. And I remember talking to these staff nurses who were coming, or registered nurses coming back to practice, and I mentioned that to them, and it was almost like a shade coming over. How could I make them feel so uncomfortable saying that they might have to step up and run a ward and,
But so of course, a lot of them weren't interested in that.
And primary nursing, I said, one day we'll maybe just looking after a group of patients. I don't know where I got that from, because I don't think it was from Nan Kinross, but I must have read it somewhere at the library. And I said, I think this could happen one day. Who's this young thing making all this up?
But it wasn't far off, really, was it?
No. And when primary nursing worked, like when further down the track when I worked in Margaret Williams and Napier, the new hospital, that worked really well.